Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast.
Welcome back to Gore Girls, everybody. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And today we are talking about The Evil Dead.
Woo!
I always forget about the part. Directed by Sam Raimi, if you didn't know that. Why did we choose this movie? It's kind of obvious, I feel.
The Evil Dead.
Right.
Yeah.
And because it perfectly rounds out our season. Since we started with the remake.
Yep. Which I think that's fun that we didn't we did it backwards, but you know.
You gotta end with that. I like it though.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Grace, do you want to talk about the making of the movie?
Yes. So I have so much.
I'm sure.
So I feel like also, trigger warning, this episode's gonna be really long. So
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So it was written and directed by Sam Raimi. He worked on all Evil Dead related things, Spider-Man, and Drag Me to Hell. Mm-hmm. He also produced a ton of things like The Grudge 1 and 2, 30 Days of Nights, and the 2015 Poltergeist. This is Sam's first full-length film. He was 20 when the production started.
Imagine that.
I know.
Yeah, you're a baby still.
The Evil Dead is based off of a short film that Sam did with his friends called Within the Woods. He sent this short film to investors and originally got $90,000 to start production. The final budget for this movie ended up being about $370,000. Most of the money came from cast and production. Bruce and Sam grew up together. And from what I understand, Bruce was also in Within the Woods. The idea of the evil book came from H.P. Lovecraft's. Now, let me tell you. I Googled this so many times to understand how to say this, okay? Okay. Here's every way I have gotten. The Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
The Cthulhu. Mm-hmm. But according to the internet, it says the Kalalu.
What?
What?
That's Cthulhu. I've never heard it that way.
I've heard
that's
the first
wild.
Two before, but
yeah. I've watched so many YouTube videos. I had Google say it to me. I'm not entirely sure.
What?
So.
The last one?
Kalalu.
I've never heard that. I've always pronounced it Cthulhu.
Yeah, me too.
I've always said Cthulhu, and then our dad says Cthulhu, and I'm like,
well, our dad also says avocado. So
avocado.
Say it however you want, Grace. Whatever feels comfy to you.
I'm not going to say it again. That's the only time I have it written down.
Okay.
I wrote it down on a little sticky note so I would know how to say it.
Nice.
Anyway, that, whatever, is about a cursed book, the
Necronomicon.
Whatever. Thank you. Containing forbidden knowledge of the dark gods prevented and perverted incantations. I did a ton of research. I just went down like a huge rabbit hole on Lovecraft. And now I'm like super obsessed with it. And I was like, wait, am I doing research on him or this movie? Unsure. he was basically able to trick people into thinking that this was all real, which was amazing to me because it was before TV or anything. And he was able to trick them into thinking all this was real. So then when this movie came out, everyone's like, it's real. It's freaking real. They still believed all of this was real, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He said the book was written in 700 BC and then it was translated in the year 950. Like, it was crazy. Yeah.
Nice.
I love that.
I know. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. Anyway, the movie was filmed in Tennessee. It started in 1981. They all stayed in the house. They lived in the house that it was filmed and they argued a ton because they were stuck in the house in the middle of nowhere with no running water or a phone.
I can't imagine.
I would lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In 1982, it was shown at the Cannes Film Festival, and Stephen King was there, and he loved it, and so I think that that's why it sort of got the attention that it did, because of him.
Makes sense.
Yes. The OG titles for the movie were Book of the Dead, Within the Woods, but then they landed on Evil Dead because it was, quote, the least worst title.
Oh.
Mm. I like
the
that.
Least worst.
Least worst.
It was released on VHS and in the theaters at the same time.
Oh.
They had to cut a ton of it out.
Because of, like, ratings?
Oh, no, here or... it is. They actually had to cut a ton of scenes with Ash saving his friends because they said it made it more depressing. It made everyone like too false sad. Hope.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
I thought this was really funny, but in one random article I was reading, they called him the final boy. They called Ash the final boy.
The final boy.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. He is.
The Evil Dead is, in a lot of articles, and I mean, I agree, held responsible for this sort of comedy horror that they created.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is in my book I got for Christmas, actually, The Horror Unmasked, History of Terror from Nosferatu to Nope. Someone described Evil Dead as one of the most notorious splatter films of its day, along with Cannibal Holocaust and I Spit on Your Grave. I do not think it belongs in those.
No.
It's no.
Not.
No.
Yeah. Not the same kind of like one and done.
No.
Type, yeah. You know? Mm-mm.
I don't think you could compare it to Cannibal Holocaust. That's a little...
Like, those seem to cross a way different line.
Yes. I did a deep dive into Cannibal. I did a deep dive into Cannibal Holocaust as well, and I was like, whoa! Because I had heard of it, you know, but...
I've heard of it. I have not seen it.
No, I don't.
I don't want to.
It's...
The director of that... The director of that movie was charged with murder because the movie was so real. Not charged, I'm sorry. Accused of murder because it looked so real.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. I'm still convinced. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I did a lot of deep dives in the research of this movie.
Ew, I want to research that. Gross.
Yeah. Gross.
That's nasty.
I think it was animal abuse and murder.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I Spit on Your Grave is like...
I can't do that
a
movie.
A whole other...
Nope.
Yeah, no.
That's really hard to watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very different vibe than The Evil Dead.
Yeah,
completely.
That was super weird. The guy that wrote the book didn't say that it was like just in the book or whatever. But when the video was released on VHS, it was held next to porn. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, you know, like dirty it was or whatever. Yeah.
It was in the porn aisle?
Yeah.
Or like...
Because it was just X-rated.
For grown-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it got like a NC-17, didn't it?
It got X.
Oh.
No.
But from everything I saw, it was given X.
That seems a little dramatic. But,
a little
dramatic. Period.
Oh, fucking dramatic,
like,
man.
The Exorcist is worse than this.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yes.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre is worse than this.
Yeah. Right.
Like, this is fucking claymation.
I'd say the only difference is, like, Texas Chainsaw, you didn't get the gore.
You didn't get the gore, same. But it's so psychologically, like, it's fucked up. That dude's wearing it's Leatherface. Like, that's so much worse.
He's wearing people's faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then licking toes. What did he lick? Didn't he lick her toe? Didn't he set her finger or something?
Oh, my
They're God. Licking
look
stuff.
At actual blood coming out of her finger.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, ew.
Licking toes, licking fingers,
licking toes. Just out here licking toes.
Licking
there was
phalanges.
Something you watched though. I thought where a dude licks her toes,
right?
There is that? A toe something.
No, it was the movie we just watched.
Talk to me.
Oh, talk to me.
Yeah, she's just whole
foot out. Yeah. Her mouth. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway,
do you have anything about the rapey scene?
Yeah, I guess I'll just hear what you have to say. It might be.
Yeah, say it.
I'm not sure.
Okay, so Sam 100% regrets that whole scene.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And that scene is why it's still banned in most countries.
Still? Really?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't until the year 2000 that an unrated version of it was released in the US.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I understand, like, it's like, whoa, it's shocking.
Right.
There's so much worse. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I've seen so much worse shit. Like...
In that vein, too, like very graphic, and I get that
grave.
Right.
Yeah.
Last House on the Left.
Right.
Oh, it's, yeah.
So, like, I'm glad that he regrets it, but it seems like we were saying,
but then
I don't know.
And then they did it again in the 2013 one.
Yeah.
Right, and that one wasn't Well, it might be banned in other countries. I don't know.
Can I share what I know about that?
Yeah,
of course. Just now, since it's kind of relevant. So I watched like an hour long documentary thing last night. I just like skipped through, but I did find a part where Ellen Sandweiss, sounds like sandwich, that's her name, who played Cheryl.
Sandwich.
She didn't know that the scene was going to be like that.
Oh.
Or that it was going to be that severe.
Wasn't it like not intended to be that severe originally?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. So she was 20 years old. And it sounds to me like they kind of had an idea of what it was going to be like because she raised concerns about it to Sam Raimi. And she said that he convinced her that there was going to be like a lot of fog and you weren't really going to be able to see anything. And she knew that like the legs were going to open and that was that. But she was like, at the end of it all, she was like fucking exhausted from running through the literal woods with no shoes and no clothes on in the dark, in the cold. And she's like, whatever, just do what you need to do to get the shot. And so they did it. But apparently she didn't know that that final branch was going to do the thing that it did. She said that that happened in post, which like, I don't know if they had the, it didn't look like it happened in post. It looked like it happened in that moment, but that's what she said.
Yeah.
So she, her mom was with her at the premiere. So that was the first time she experienced that scene. And she was like, oh my God, like this is so much worse than I thought it was going to be. Oh, so I'm glad that he regrets it for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. For her sake, not for necessarily like a viewing experience, but for her.
Yeah, for sure.
That's interesting though, that they, that you had something different.
Bob Martin is an editor of Fangoria, and he saw the movie before it was released. And his review was, it might be the expectation to the usual run of low budget horror films. Since I started editing the magazine, I have not seen any new film that I could recommend to our readers with more confidence that it would be loved, embraced, and hailed by a new milestone of graphic horror.
Nice.
I like that.
This was one of the first horror films that used something called Dutch angles, where the camera is not parallel to the bottom of the frame. It is used to portray psychological uneasiness or tension. So like the person is like laying like this.
Right.
And so like us as viewers are like, holy shit, what's happening?
That's cool.
Interesting.
That's definitely the experience I have.
But it's like one of the first movies in the US, I guess, to do that.
That's nice.
It was very informative.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Grace.
Yeah.
Nice. Sweet. Well, Elaine, do you have a demon pun then, or were you exhausted of resources?
I'm going to read you this just because it's so stupid.
Great.
Literally all of these, like none of them make sense. None of these puns. So this pun, what do you call a demon that can't stop laughing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
A hilarious demon.
What?
Oh, that's so bad.
So bad.
That's the answer. That's terrible. I feel like a child wrote these.
God.
So bad. So dumb. Yeah, I think all of the demon puns have been exhausted.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Well, good thing it's the end of, you know, this theme.
Right.
And then what's our trivia question?
In Fright Night 1985, what is the name of the neighbor Charlie suspects is a vampire?
Jerry Dandridge.
Yes.
There it is.
Fun.
All right. Well, if you guys haven't seen this movie, go watch it because it's really good. And then come back and you can listen to everything else without any spoilers. All right. The Evil Dead. Ash and friends go on a cabin trip, but fuck around and get possessed by demons. So the movie starts, Ash and his friends drive to the cabin they are staying at, almost crashing and falling through a bridge. They get to the cabin and things feel ominous.
Ominous.
Ominous. My very first note
you want me to be dark and ominous.
Oh. my very first note is I love Bruce Campbell's eyebrows.
Oh my God, his eyebrows.
Yes.
That's my first note
eyebrow?
Too. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
His face, really. Yeah, he has quite a face.
But also, He's only 20. He looks older.
Yeah, all he looks like 30. Looks so old. I have a note later about, I think it's Linda. I was like, she looks like about 40. What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know what that is about, like, you know, older films and stuff, and just the past, but people always looked older than they actually were. Like fucking Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, they were our parents' age. Old.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, is it the hair? Is it the lack of skincare? I don't know what it is, but it's weird.
Definitely the way people dress.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that
has a lot to do with it. All of it.
I cannot with the singing either.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait, who was singing? I said, why is she singing?
I think was it was Linda. Linda. And then I think Ash joins in for a sec. I'm like, what are you guys? Please stop.
Please stop.
And they almost crash. And I can't remember which girl, but she's like, you know, for like half a second in the window.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
So good. Yeah,
I can't remember who it was, though.
I think it might have been Cheryl.
I think so. It might have been Cheryl.
That makes sense.
Oh, so bad.
The people waving as well. when Scotty honks at them.
Yep. He's like, I'm not fucking honking to say hi.
What the hell? Yeah. I'm not waving at you or honking at you.
I almost feel like that was like where Tucker and Dale... like that movie got its intro. It's just from those two dudes on the side of the road waving because it's
100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do love the score here. Like as we see the shots like through the woods with the with the crazy camera, like the running camera shots, and the score's great throughout.
The camera work is so memorable.
Yes.
You like those Dutch angles.
Those Dutch angles.
One part of the score that I didn't love, but for the most part, I was into it.
Is it the end? The end credits?
No.
Oh, because I fucking hate those.
Oh, do you?
No.
It's so bad. It's like cheerful and
it's
like
all whimsical.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? This is not the vibe for the end of the movie.
I remember what it was. Yeah.
It's so bad.
I can't.
What part did you not like?
I think I paused it right away. When Cheryl's running through the woods, it's like,
Yes.
Yep.
While we're on the score, do you guys want to know who did that?
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Joseph Loduca. I always want to flip that and say Doluca.
Doluca.
It just sounds better. Like, it doesn't flow.
Phonetically sounds, yeah.
Right. He did all the Evil Deads. He did the whole franchise. He did the new Chucky series, which I haven't seen. Brotherhood of the Wolf, which is a pretty underrated werewolf movie from, like, 2001. It's probably actually terrible. But I remember the first time I saw it, I really liked it. But yeah, this was the very first score he ever did. He was still in school for music at the time. And I guess he knew somebody that was working on the film. And whoever it was introduced him to Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell. And they were like, can you make scary sounds? And he was like, yeah, I could probably do that. And that's how it happened.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Seems like that's how a lot of these guys start. Like, they just are like, hey, you think you can do this? And they're like,
sure.
I probably could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was his start. And then they just kept him on for all of them.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
When they get to the house, I thought I was going to lose my fucking shit if I heard that swing.
Oh, the swing.
Yeah. One more fucking time. There are several times where it's just the same fucking repetitive
noise.
I do like it though, like, because once Scotty walks up and it like stops, you know, it's love funny. That.
And he like and looks back at everybody. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Bye. See Scotty. You. Oh. That thing just starts. That just stops banging against the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, okay, well, we're not staying here.
Yeah, that was like, that was the first red flag.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
So apparently, it was in Tennessee, this house, like Grace said, and Sam Raimi said this, so who knows if this is real or not, but apparently a man had built that cabin 100 years prior, but died a week after he finished building it. Some years later, a grandmother, mother, and a young girl moved into the cabin. This is literally copy-pasted. Do not plagiarize me for plagiarizing you. Do not get me for plagiarizing. Lightning would often strike around the area since the iron ore in the mountains would attract the lightning, And one night, the young girl became frightened by a storm and went to her mother's room, only to find her dead. She then went to her grandmother's room, but she also found her dead that same night. The girl wandered to a local farmhouse, the residents of which then raised her, but then had to deal with her wandering around the woods whenever there was a thunderstorm. To make matters even stranger, a bolt of lightning burnt the evil dead cabin down a week after Raimi and his crew finished filming in it. That is true. That it did break down.
So that would have been about a year, right?
Yeah. It started in 1981.
Oof.
And then all that remains is the chimney, but it now dwindles every year because fans traveling to the site take stones off of it.
Oh,
I know. So one day it won't be there anymore.
Take pictures with it. Leave it the fuck alone.
Right.
Just like when you visit a fucking national park, you don't take anything with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact. So that's his little story. Who knows if that's true.
Sounds a little fabricated, but yeah, it's cool, a little bit nonetheless.
100 years ago. What do you mean?
The story about the girl.
Mm-hmm.
That
a little too perfect.
That was raised by the locals.
Yeah.
Right.
I do have a couple facts to share though here. So the pieces of wood that fall from the bridge at the beginning, and then the log that Ash uses to fight off Linda later on. They're all made from a foam substance, and they're recycled props from his earlier movie titled It's Murder from 1977.
Nice.
And when they first like open up the cabin and Scotty walks through, the dust that appears like with the sunlight casting is actually cigarette smoke.
I wondered how they shot that. Because I was like, there's no way that's just... I don't know. It just looked really cool.
Yeah.
I did wonder what they did for that effect.
Cigarette smoke. Inside the house?
Smoke.
I said, why is the house so smoky? Question mark.
Yeah. Yeah, it was supposed to be just like dust and like gross looking, but
I
just
got smoke.
Mm-hmm. It's like it hadn't been disturbed in a while.
Right.
Ooh, yeah. Elaine, my next note is the score sounds like Twilight. So maybe there's something I didn't like either.
Like Twilight.
Yeah.
Interesting. How funny.
I wonder
Twilight would sound like this, but you know.
Right.
Yeah. So I must not have liked it either.
No, I like it here. I just don't like it a little bit later.
Oh.
I don't remember what it sounds like though. I'll have to go back and listen and hear Twilight.
It's been probably a year or two since I had watched this last.
Same.
And it occurred to me watching it how great of a job they did with the remake, just capturing the cabin and the woods, like just really, they did a great job with it. And I know we talked about that in that episode too, but then watching this again, I was like, wow, they really,
I know. It's honestly been like they did 5 years since I've watched this, if not more.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Well, and even like when Ash is walking through and there's like the animal bones and parts hanging from the string, like that's what they did with the cats in the remake, you know? So, lots of like capturing what they did in the original, but making it fresher in the remake. Like,
they did a really good job.
It is wild to me the perception or whatever that this movie got. It's crazy. Don't get me wrong, but
I just always go back to all the movies that came out in the '80s and like
the 70s. They had Omen, Exorcist. Like those are way worse. Last House on the Left.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are way worse than this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why this got the flack that it got.
It's
maybe
wild,
not the flack, but the censorship that it received.
The censorship,
It's
weird.
But then it gets credit for adding comedy to horror.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Which we know?
Pick one.
Like, was that intentional?
No.
This was meant to be serious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they leaned into it in the second one because of the reception it got with the first.
Army of Darkness. Like, Army of Darkness is
so ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, at least they just ran with it rather than trying to, I don't know.
Yeah, because it's when you like are get all defensive
resistant.
Of it is when people are like,
yeah.
Okay, well, then I don't like
it. Make fun of it and it's not going to succeed. And
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just roll with it.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready to move on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck Scotty, though.
Oh, my God. He's the worst. A1 acting on his part.
Oh, my God.
I think he's probably just like that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
terrible.
That night, Cheryl is drawing when her hand is possessed and draws a strange book. They sit around to eat dinner. When the cellar door flies open, Scotty goes to investigate and Ash follows, where they find a strange book and dagger. Ash plays a tape for everyone that he found in the basement. The man in the recording explains the book they found is from an excavation and is bound in human flesh, reciting incantations for demons. Cheryl gets upset, the ground rises, a tree crashes through the window, and they turn the tape off.
I like the shot from behind the clock.
Oh my god, Cheryl. I said, now the fucking clock won't shut up.
I said there that the chimes, cool shots, the chimes there from the clock always remind me of something, but I can't figure out what it is. But it reminds me of another movie.
Is it House?
Oh. It might be House.
With the clock?
Yep.
Because it's the same thing. Remember, he's like timing it because the closet opens the portal at like midnight. So
yes. Yeah. Oh, you're so smart.
Thanks.
Got it.
Yeah, I do love the shots though here. The lighting kind of reminded me of Night of the Living Dead when she first gets to that house. You know how it's like almost, I don't know, like too bright?
Yeah.
Yes. Almost. Yeah, reminded me of that.
There's actually a lot of parts throughout this movie that remind me of Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm. Just the way it was shot.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Definitely got some inspo from it then.
Her hair.
All of their hair. Really, but Cheryl's hair is so fucking terrible. So bad.
I had a note. I said her fucking bangs.
Her bangs.
Like, it's just so bad.
The bangs.
I love the drawing of the book too. Like,
oh yeah,
just it's good. I like she's like, her hair. She's like gray hand.
Yeah, it's like such a cheesy little drawing, and she's like terrified. Yeah.
Terrified.
Yeah. I mean, imagine you lose control of your fucking hand though, and you just start drawing shit.
That would be a little scary.
Like,
yeah.
Why am I drawing this book? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm afraid.
It looks like a paper bag mask.
It does.
You know?
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's great.
The score's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So spooky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, there's definitely parts where he did a great job.
The violins.
The music here, at least, reminded me of a mix between like Scooby-Doo and Danny Elfman.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is before Bruce's speech, but I said, so far there have been 6 words spoken in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just like no dialogue for a while.
Yeah.
Very interesting. He's such a dork. I love him so much. Bruce Campbell. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just... And maybe it's just because I've seen all these movies so many times, but I just can't take him seriously at all.
No.
He's like a caricature of himself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cracks me up.
I don't remember who says it. Maybe Cheryl? But she's like, I think it's an animal. And then Scotty's like basically his response is like, you fucking dumb idiot woman.
Yeah, he's like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
I know.
He's a real fucking dick.
Somebody hit him.
I know.
Somebody hit him.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn. The whole time. I'm like, I can't wait for you to fucking die.
Oh my God. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, I do love the camera view, like coming up from the cellar, like with all of them, like looking down into it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a part that I've like has always stuck with me for whatever reason that I remember watching when I was like super little.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good little shot.
Don't know, fun fact.
It's a
fact. Yeah.
That house did not have a cellar.
Oh.
They just dug a big hole in the ground.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. And so
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had someone in there with the camera.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
But I was wondering because the basement, you know, whatever, it's like 50 times bigger than the house.
Yeah.
Right. It just goes on forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did they shoot the basement then?
Yeah.
I don't know if they did it at a different location, maybe.
Maybe. Mm.
Or if they like dressed up the upstairs. I don't know.
Look different. Yeah.
Maybe because there were some shots. I have notes later. This cabin is so strange. The layout and like the walls and like in the bathroom, it looks like there's like sheets or tarps or something.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Mm-hmm. Like yellow.
To make the walls.
Yeah.
So maybe they like covered it and just reshot it as like the basement.
I bet they did that. It was probably cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right.
That makes sense. Mm.
Yeah.
My note is, I like that we have zero connection with these characters. They're just like, here are these people, now care about them.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No character development.
None.
No.
Mm-mm. Here's people.
I watched it last night, and I read some reviews on Letterboxd after I finished. And so someone said, Bruce Campbell is my favorite final girl. Which I thought was funny. And then someone said, I love movies that just don't give a fuck. Character building? Who cares? Blood!
I like blood.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. Gore? Heard of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Heard of it.
I do love when Ash goes down to the cellar to check on Scotty, because he just never comes back. I love that they didn't have a score here. It's just silent. And then we just hear like the sounds of the cellar, and like as he walks through it and picks things up, like the sound is really cool here.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple times throughout the movie where it gets silent like that, and we just are more drawn into like what's immersed. Happening in the surroundings. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I like it.
But I said, now the fucking dripping sound in the basement.
Who are you, me?
I was going to say, you're taking a page out of Elaine's book.
Repetitive sounds.
Yeah, I understand. No, I get it. Oh. I get
the dripping in the pipes reminded me of Dracula. There's all the little dripping sounds.
Mm-hmm.
The Hills Have Eyes poster. Wasn't that a thing?
Oh, yes.
We talked about it.
Mm-hmm. It was in The Hills Have Eyes, and then they put an Evil Dead poster, and so he put that poster, and then they did, like, a Friday the 13th poster, and then they did, like, they were just, like, fucking with each other the whole time. Like,
yeah, okay.
Your movie.
Because I remembered talking about that in one of our old episodes. Yeah.
Oh, I see. When they find the book. It's like, ah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also love how small the book is.
It's so small. Very small.
You know, for being such like a scary, like threatening book, it's quite tiny and dainty.
Dainty.
Pocket the dainty size, little book. If you will.
Mm-hmm. First though, what's with his tiny little lantern that produces no light?
Oh my god. Like it's a gas lantern.
Yeah.
Who uses those?
There's no light.
I love those.
Me too.
I know you love those.
I love them. Not what here for the old shit look like that, but
yeah, but the pretty blue? Ones, the but cool
the ones. The oh, cool I love ones? Them. An oil lantern, I love it.
Yeah, there's always like 100 of them in an antique store, and I'm like, I want to get one, but I don't think.
I think I would burn my apartment down if I got one.
Or like die of some hazard.
Poor ventilation.
Yeah,
probably
breathing out all the gas.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Danger.
So when they are in the basement before they find the book. Like Scotty scares him or whatever.
Oh god.
And then they're in the basement for quite a while, and the girls they just flash to the girls still just waiting for them. Like you don't want to tell them like, hey, we're fine.
Right.
They're just like down there for a really long time.
They're just like, fuck the girls. We're not gonna communicate. Mm-hmm. Why would we?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it must be Scotty that says the book kind of looks like his old girlfriend.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
Fucking guys, man.
hate Thanks. Scotty is my next note.
I hate him.
Loathe entirely.
My next note is not the smoky leaves.
Smoky there's, leaves.
Like, just smoke coming out of the leaves for no reason.
I love it.
I just said, wow, that lightning was so good.
So good.
That's what I said.
Full moon shot, too. We get a full moon shot.
It's a full moon the whole time.
It's been a minute since we've had a full moon shot.
It has, yes.
Yeah.
I said I really like how when you're looking under the leaves, the light is red, and then whatever it is that goes through the window, it is now the lighting is blue. What are we supposed to feel here?
Right.
Red. Boobs.
Candarian ruins.
Uh-huh.
Is that a...
Right, like, is that a real
thing? Is that a real place?
Real place?
Oh, yeah, Evil Dead Wiki.
Wiki?
Wiki?
Wiki. Evil Dead Wiki.
Wiki. How do you say it?
Wiki?
Wiki? Wiki? It's not Wiki?
Because it's Wiki. I think it's whatever you want.
It's Wiki.
Joey just gave me a face, too, so yeah, I'm wrong. Okay, well, don't mind me. I say shit wrong all the time. It's Wiki. It's...
It's not as bad as Hiroshima. So, you know.
Yeah, Hiroshima is worse.
Nothing will ever top aneurysms. That.
When they are listening to the tape, and they're listening to it for far too long, and everyone's clearly freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce then finally yells at Scotty to turn it off. Why couldn't any of them just turn it off?
Right.
Yeah.
Minutes before.
Mm-hmm. Right. Also, yeah. Isn't Bruce the one that starts playing it?
I was like,
I think so. Yeah.
So like, why is he having...
Oh, well, he and Linda were cuddling, so.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. Mm-hmm. I did say, I do like how the new Evil Dead Rise incorporated the audio.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as a callback to this one when they use the tape. I thought that was cool.
I agree.
I love the guy's voice.
Yeah. See? I feel like they've gotten rid of the humor that it was supposed to have.
Like the franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the new one, the Rise or whatever, and then the 2013.
Yeah. Honestly, I think they tried in the new one to be funny sometimes.
Yeah, like when they're in the hallway and like,
yeah, problems with that one.
Yeah.
Her face is freaking.
I didn't mind it.
Some of the effects and some of it was cool. But then I just have other thoughts.
Oh, I have
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But her face was freaky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The tree crashing through the window also reminds me of Poltergeist.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Something about the camera of the eyes. In the necklace, this is just the most, is my note.
Oh, yeah, that's next.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
It's part of
are you ready for that one?
Yeah, I was going to say that I feel bad for Cheryl.
Yeah. Cheryl does get dumped on throughout the whole movie. Like,
she does. And
really she gets her shit out of the stick.
He's such a typical man, and he's so gross and so mean to her. And I don't like it.
I don't like it.
They're not very nice to Cheryl.
Uh-uh.
Is Cheryl the one that gets the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the one that was in their movie Into the Woods.
Or Within the Woods?
Whatever the fuck, yeah.
Yeah, Woods, yeah.
Into the Woods. Woods.
Into the Woods is that weird Disney movie.
Yeah, I know.
It's a musical. It's a great
musical. I should say
Elaine would know.
It's a really good musical.
It's a really good I'll have to check it out.
Well, fuck. Just kidding. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready
to move on? Yeah.
Ash and Linda have a sweet moment, and we see everyone getting ready for bed. Cheryl is paranoid and goes outside to investigate a noise, going into the woods and then being assaulted by vines. She's screaming and running back to the cabin when Ash lets her inside, where she panics, trying to tell everyone what happened, and begs Ash to take her into town. They drive out, but come to find the bridge has collapsed and they can't leave the cabin. Ash is listening to more of the recording while the girls are playing a card game, and Cheryl demonically guesses every card right before floating in the air and saying some spick shit. She attacks everyone with pencils, and Scotty yeets her ass down to the cellar.
Yeet. He's like, that bitch
is... He does yeet her.
Yeah, it's like, aggressive.
He was just looking for an excuse to yeet someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
Are we all? This is where I said that Linda looks like she's fucking 40. Her hair is just the most.
The most.
Yeah.
Girl, what are you doing?
You're supposed to be like,
come on, do
it. I love how he like... How he holds the jewelry box. Like when she walks away or whatever, like it's just so obvious, you know, like they're not playing it subtle with anything in this movie.
No.
And then that it's just so cheesy and it makes me laugh every time.
And he watches her from around the corner.
Yep.
It's so funny. The close up eye shots, but you're right. Yeah. Grace was talking about that.
Oh. They do it like 6 times.
I know, they spend so much time on this moment. I'm like, why?
Without the romantic music.
How much time here?
And it's music. It doesn't feel romantic to me because he's just like
yeah.
That was
so great. Fucking necklace is the most hideous thing I've ever fucking seen. Zach was like, is that a magnifying glass? I was like,
well, so it was supposed to be.
Oh.
So the reason okay, so there was actual purpose behind the necklace.
Oh.
And there's a reason why it is shown in so many shots throughout the movie. Their original plan was for it to be like a magnifying glass, and that's how Ash would burn the Necronomicon.
Oh.
With like sunlight. And then the magnifying glass, like burning ants.
Why?
I don't know why. I think it's just an idea they really liked. It. Yes. And then they realized, oh, that's stupid. So that's why he ends up using it to like drag the book and then throw it into the fire later. But there was purpose behind it. So there's a lot of emphasis on the necklace that ended up not being important at all.
That's fucking hilarious. So well, I'll have to tell Zach then, because he was like, is that a magnifying glass?
He was
like, I don't know, like babe. It just looks like a really ugly piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
I like that they do it in the 2013 one, though.
They have another cool exactly callback.
The same, but
yes. Like wood, it looks like a cool piece of jewelry.
Maybe a little bit more dialogue was involved in it.
Yeah.
Right. A little more purpose behind it.
Less eyes.
Eyes.
It's the most. That's just how I felt. I was like, what is the vibe?
I know. And it did go on for so long.
For so long.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is where we get the tasteful side boob.
Yes.
Right. 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 Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep. I said, sure. You just hear something weird in the woods. I'm going to just go outside.
Yeah. What?
Dude.
Come on, girl.
Yeah. I heard you in the cellar, bitch.
What?
Like.
Why? What doing?
At least take a weapon of some kind with you.
Or someone something. With you.
Yeah. Like,
or
what?
Shoes.
We've said it so many times. Like,
I do love the shots that we get along the outside of the cabin, like peeking through the windows. Like,
yes,
that's
cool. Like someone's watching. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And bold, underlined, all caps, enormous full moon shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. It's like Bruce Almighty.
So giant. Yes.
Yes. Fucking huge. Why? I have a note that says, I have two notes that don't make any fucking sense. What was I talking about? Okay, so my first note is, Bigfoot's coming. Why did I write that? Don't know. Second note.
Is it maybe because like the trees are falling down?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Would make sense. Okay. Yeah. So Bigfoot's coming, I guess. And then it reminds me of Neverending Story.
Oh, yes.
My God. The thing.
With the roly thingy and the trees coming down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The rock guy.
Giant.
Yep. Yes, the rock giant.
Mm-hmm. And when the
that shit's so sad.
And when the wolf is like chasing Atreyu at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bigfoot's coming. I said it's like listening to Sally scream for a half an hour in Texas Chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same
energy.
When the vine is wrapped around her, like every like cut is different. It's different wrappings.
Yep.
It's wrapped around her arms 700 times. It's not wrapped around her arms. It's, you know, like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not consistent.
You gotta love the consistency. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad that in the remake, the scene was much quicker.
Yeah.
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 But much more graphic.
Yeah.
In the remake.
I would disagree.
Really?
Really?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, this one goes around her boob.
Yeah.
That is true.
Like, you see it crawl up her leg, but it's no different than, I think, them spreading her legs and then it shooting in.
Maybe it's the acting in the remake. Maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Perhaps that makes it more graphic.
Yeah.
Just seems more
one of the
real.
In that documentary thing that I watched last night, one of the guys they were talking to said everyone was talking about their favorite scenes. And I don't even know who this guy was, to be honest. He probably was just someone who worked on the set. But he said that this was his favorite scene, was the branch.
Oh, well, that's a red flag. So
this is a lot.
That's pretty gross, sir.
I don't like that.
That's gross.
No.
Stay away from him. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no.
Why did she walk so far away to begin with? Like, she's so far from that fucking cabin.
She's dead.
Yep.
So far.
Bitch.
What are you doing?
What also, doing?
What
she
doing?
She needs to shut the fuck up when she's running.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When she's running, yes. Like, just mm-hmm. get back there.
Shut up.
Just go.
Yeah. Well, then when she gets back and she's screaming and banging on the door, I'm like, that wood on that cabin is so thin. How does no one hear her?
But right. Getting essayed in the woods by a tree. Yeah. I haven't even heard that.
I know.
She's like 20 miles away suddenly.
Well, and she is clearly unwell once they let her back in and they're like trying to convince her to stay. I'm like, why would you convince this woman to stay
just
here?
Like in the 2013 one.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. You can tell there's something wrong with her.
Right.
Love the intensity and no one is listening to her.
No.
Just
here's Ronald's point here. She's the first one attacked, but she's the only one not with a dude.
Goes interesting.
The whole. Yep.
That is true.
Yes.
Or get it first.
Right. The
something that I noticed with the score. So I didn't love the score as much when she's running back to the cabin. That's the part I don't like. But I believe that it kind of switches POVs between like the demon chasing her and her running to the house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when it's from her POV, there's like a heartbeat sound.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I then when it's not hers and it's the demon's, there's no heartbeat.
No.
Or maybe that's vice versa.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Like it's hearing her heartbeat. I can't remember, but I really
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I think they do that again later when Ash is in the cabin alone near the end.
I think you're correct.
Yeah.
Here, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Oh, this is where I said her friends suck. How did they not hear her? She's extremely loud.
Yeah. Like, yep. My God.
Yep.
Also, oh, I said, oh, her name is Cheryl.
Oh, right. Because Grace never knows anybody's name.
Oh. So.
I hate that his full name is Ashley.
Ashley.
Fuck, I can't. And Cheryl says it like 10 goddamn times in this scene.
Yeah.
I had forgotten that was his full name. And then when I was watching it, I was like, oh, that's right.
What a choice.
Well, I don't think they say it in anything else.
Mm-mm.
Just this.
It's so bad. They must have realized that was Ashley. A bad choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ashley. And then he decides to take her back to town. Yes. And Bruce Linda doesn't offer. Linda doesn't offer to go with him. Like the girlfriend.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
So bizarre.
Yeah, you're just going to wait there.
She's wouldn't. I'll stay.
No. Like, why the fuck would you want to stay?
Yeah.
I like that the car starts right after she says that it won't.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it wants to stay. The car's not going to start. And then it does.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Just fucking with them.
False sense of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I love old driving scenes in movies. They always just instantly take me out of it, and it's hilarious.
Yep.
I love
it. They're so good.
And it's just
I had a note that the score here almost sounds like whale calls.
Oh. I didn't note
would
the score
like
here.
Would you like to give us a demonstration?
You know?
Yep. Totally. You really captured it.
Really good.
Did you do better?
No. I'm not. Sounded like fucking Dory.
No, I couldn't do better.
The whale sounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did sound like Dory.
Oh my God.
Oh God, I'm going to have an asthma attack.
That was great. I didn't notice the whale calls.
Highly recommend.
It's like, I swear I had notes on that. It says, what are these sounds happening in the woods? It sounds like when the Titanic is sinking.
Oh,
it's cats whining, trumpets, and also drums.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we're kind of.
Ashley, where are you going?
That's my Ashley. Name. God.
Ashley.
I said, this poor thing is never going to be able to go near trees again.
No.
Tree trauma.
I have a note that just says there's a branch that hits her in the head. Ha ha. I wonder if it's like a very like it doesn't really hit her in the head, but just sort of like
yeah.
I do love the shot of them struggling in front of the headlights though,
mm-hmm.
with all the fog and shit. It's cool.
Yeah, the cinematography throughout is really cool. Just very unique. Mm-hmm. I must not have noted much after that because my next. I don't understand this either. My next note says truly amazing, Linda. What the fuck am I talking about?
the cards.
Oh, yes.
I was being an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yep.
I have the same
the cards.
It's like ESPN or something.
It reminds me of Ghostbusters.
Yes.
When What's-His-Face is conducting the study, and he's like, oh, you're right again. And she's not right about any of the cards.
Yeah. And then the dude guesses the right one, and he shocks him anyways. Ugh.
So funny.
Classic.
One by one, we will take you.
We will.
Yes.
I do like how sudden her transformation is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, obviously she's unwell when she's attacked or whatever, but she's like totally fine. And then suddenly she's very not fine.
Demon.
And it's really, yeah, really cool. I like it.
Yep.
It says everyone doesn't seem as distraught as they should be.
Yeah. Totally, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Cheryl. Fuck not being able to leave. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm guessing the card's right because I have ESPN.
Yeah. And then the pencil in the ankle.
Yep.
Oh my God. That's so good.
I love it.
Is Linda the one that gets the pencil in the ankle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it just says her. I don't have Linda's name yet.
Yeah, I just have pencil in the ankle. Ah.
Cheryl's hands are so icky. I think it's so the part that bothers me the most about the makeup. Because they...
It looks like you just peel it off.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like slippage. Like mold.
Slippage is real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ick.
The other girl, what's her name? Teresa? Is it Teresa? The third one.
Shelly.
Shelly. Oh, Shelly. Where did I get Teresa? Anyway, she's like, her eyes. I'm like, bitch, her eyes? She was floating off the ground.
Just her eyes?
That's
the only thing you're bothered
about? Not to mention her skin.
Levitating. Her skin is molding. And she is levitating.
Molding.
And you're looking at her eyeballs? I would be dead, though. I would have passed away.
Yeah.
And she's like, her eyes. What?
What? That's what you took from all that?
Yeah, huh? What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I love that. It's like clearly a fucking doll when they're shoving that into the cellar.
Yes.
It's, yeah, almost like one scary of the trolls movie from or Labyrinth. Something like that. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
When they're like all, I think it's before she puts her, or they, she's in the cellar or whatever. There's a bookshelf that Bruce is struggling under for way too long. And it looks like it weighs 10 pounds. And he struggles with it like 3 times in the movie.
Yeah.
And he's just like under it, like, I can't.
Her eyes, though, the contacts that they made for the deadites were super uncomfortable. Shocker, because that's how they all were in all these movies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But they would take about 10 minutes to apply.
Oh,
which Jesus. Like, I think because they were just like so big and thick, like so to get them to fit in the eye was very tricky. But because they covered so much, they would have to take them out every 15 minutes. So that their eyes could actually, like, breathe.
Oh, my
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
10 minutes that's to put fun. On. Can only wear them for 15. Then you gotta... Mm-hmm. That sounds terrible.
A lot like of contact swapping. Like, you just gotta get the shots right away.
Yep. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I forgot I have a fact. I don't remember if I shared it with you, Kayla, actually, about one of the sounds used for stabbing sound.
Oh, yep. I found that. I found that fact. You guys wanna hear it?
Yeah.
To replicate the sound of like stabbing and mutilating flesh when they like cut people up and stuff, they stabbed dead chickens.
Oh,
they were already dead.
They were already dead at least.
Well, that's good at least. But
they
I mean, I guess that would be pretty accurate then, wouldn't it?
Pretty icky.
Like they get really creative, honestly, to make all the sound effects that they do.
And I love watching like Foley artists and the things that they do. I mean, it's just it's an art for sure, and it's very cool.
Yeah.
Can I share a fun fact about the person who played Linda?
Of course.
Yeah.
Her name's Betsy Baker.
Oh. Betsy Baker.
Uh huh. And she was suspicious of the filmmakers originally because no one really knew who Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell were.
Sure.
And I think that she was the actress with like the most experience in film. And when she heard of their interest in her playing the role of Linda, she agreed to meet with them, but only in a public restaurant. And when she first saw them, it was Sam Raimi, Bruce Campbell, and Rob Tapert. Mm-hmm. And she was like, they couldn't have been more than 19, 20, 21 years old. And they were blowing straws at each other. And she's like, no way that these are the guys that I'm meeting with. But they were the only ones in the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And so then she met with them. And then when she heard that they were actually like serious about it, she was like, okay. But you can imagine these three random men being like, I want to make a horror movie with you in it in a random cabin in the middle of nowhere, that she would probably be a little bit wary.
Good on her for being cautious.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. Smart, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good setup to a movie.
Right.
Yes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But then she like believes them that it is a movie. She gets there, but that it's not a movie.
Uh-huh.
That would be cool. Oh, I like that actually.
Kind of cool.
Kind of like Tropic Thunder, but make it a horror movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
Where are we?
My next moon is my next note is the moon is enormous again, but has black bleed on it.
Black bleed.
Black bleed.
And then I'm on the next.
Yeah, I think I'm on the next two.
Shelly is attacked in her room by a force that comes through her window. Scotty hears her scream and finds her now possessed as well. She attacks him and Scotty ends up dismembering her body. Ash and Scotty, in shock, decide they have to now bury her body. Scotty decides to be a selfish ass and leave. Ash goes to check on Linda to find she's also possessed. Scotty comes back. He was attacked by the woods. Linda and Cheryl, in deadite form, fuck with Ash and pretend to not be possessed. Cheryl attacks Ash through the cellar door. Ash then drags Linda out into the woods. My first note for this part, Shelly, it's like an ear-piercing scream.
Oh my God.
And Scotty just like takes his sweet fucking time to go investigate.
Uh-huh, that as well.
I know.
My first note, though. At a
glacial pace.
Yeah.
A glacial pace. Like, that thrills me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said no urgency here.
My note is that girl is screaming. He goes over there so slow. He doesn't seem to care. Oh, her name is Shelly.
Oh, her name is Shelly. Yeah, it drives me nuts. I'm like, dude, a little urgency, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the note, but this is the scene before. My scenes are split up slightly different. I didn't realize, but there's a scene where Bruce is tucking her in, and he looks enormous compared to her, just like the camera angle.
Uh huh.
Enormous.
Oh, how funny.
No, like, get some sleep. Like, what?
How would you
like sleep? That's gonna help your ankle.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
This is where I said that this is the weirdest cabin I've ever seen. The rooms are just so strange. Yeah. And and the bathtub and the bathroom.
Bums you out.
Oh, it bums me out so much.
I'm having the dog is having a minor meltdown.
Oh no.
There's probably someone out front. You know, that was super rude of them.
Yeah.
Out there, baby.
Near our home. When she's clawing her face, I said, oh my God, so real. Actually, I said, OMG, so real. It's so like,
so bad, but so good.
And the burning?
Oh.
What's the burning?
When he puts fucking her head in the fire.
Over.
And then he takes her out and she's like, I don't know what I would have done if I had remained on those hot coals.
Yeah. Cold. This is the longest death sequence.
Mm-hmm.
God. I just feel like, goddamn, she takes forever to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce and the damn bookcase again, I said.
The bookcase.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Yeah, and it does look like it's like, made of fucking balsa wood or something. Like, you could just...
Yeah.
It's so funny to me because he's just, like, under it. Like, like, dude, just stand up. Just stand
like
up.
A sim.
Just stand up. Like, you're... Like a sim, yes! Yeah. Just all...
Oh my God, yes. And then there's just fire bursts everywhere.
Yes. Oh, the pus spurting.
Oh, oh is it pus? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Right? Oh, I was like, oh, the cum spurts.
Wait, I said, oh no. I said it's the strawberry milk for me.
It was milk. Oh, she's
they she did use herself. Milk, didn't they? Yeah, she yeah. did eat herself, her hand.
Yeah.
She was really
oh, her
teeny tiny
milk.
Skull. Mm-hmm. 2%
milk.
Her skull is so tiny.
So teeny small.
And it's small. Teeny tiny.
I did mute here.
Hmm. Is squelching?
She screams.
Is it when they're cutting her up? When they're dismembering her?
No, I said a note about the sound here too. I said, what are the sounds the demon is making? It's like a record, but backwards.
Guttural groans.
Could be.
It's like a horrible sound.
I didn't like it.
I don't even remember, but I muted it and I did not like it. And I love that Ash has like no reaction to what's going on.
No reaction.
He's like,
Yeah. I think it's Scotty. He's like, hit her. Hit it.
Is it
Scotty that says that? But yeah, I like that he changes it to it.
Funny. Yeah. I love all the parts. As they like squirm, yeah. as
all the moving body parts,
like jello. Yes.
Switching,
awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, so did the other girl just sleep through all this, or
right?
Well, she's probably already possessed.
Yeah, because then when he goes to check on her,
mm-hmm. but we don't get that till later,
right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. she's just slipping, I guess.
I guess so. Mm-hmm.
That ankle really took her out.
I was gonna say the ankle really took her out.
I don't know who says it, but he's like, we can't bury Shelly. She's a friend of
ours. She's a friend of ours.
Bro. He just cut her up.
She's fucking dead. She's dismembered.
There's like eight friend. Pieces of Shelly.
Yeah.
She's a friend of ours. I think it's Scotty that says that, maybe.
Oh, God.
So funny.
They are, they do this several times. But they dig 5-inch deep holes when they bury people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the frozen fucking...
Very shallow.
Wood. Wood? Dirt. Dirt.
What?
The wood.
Your face.
And then when they come back inside, Ash's bruise, and then Scotty's like scratch on his face. It's just like three red lines. And
there's no, that's what I put.
Yeah, there's no depth. There's no nothing no going depth. On. There. Just,
I said the wound makeup here is atrocious. Just add a little pink blush, some pink lines, a little bit of lipstick. You're good.
Yep.
Atrocious. You guys, I'm working that thesaurus, okay?
You are.
Atrocious.
I think Scotty is talking about Linda, perhaps, but mm-hmm. at one point he's like, he says, I don't care what happens to her.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm.
yep.
What a nice guy,
yeah.
What a
gem. About, like, he's gonna leave, he's yeah, like, he's gonna go. Like, I don't care about mm-hmm. her, yeah.
Scotty is not well, is what I said.
I hate
nice
him.
Guy, yeah, yeah, he's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
At least he's upfront about it, I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I said, this girl and her damn Achilles wound,
yeah.
I love the effect here when he like goes to check on it and there's nothing, and then it like spider web,
and then it does it.
He does
yeah.
the fucking mm-hmm. and Michael Myers just sits up fucking bolt straight.
Yeah,
that's uh-huh. hilarious. It reminded me of Insidious, how it's like suddenly she like is eyes open and smiling, kind of like
the ghosts
in Insidious are.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I see.
I thought it was funny as well. She's so annoying.
I said that Cheryl's makeup looks like paper mache.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Paper mache.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because it's like, yeah, gloopy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Gloopy is a good thing.
Gloopy.
It's so dry as well.
Yes. Yeah.
It is paper mache for sure.
I'm like, okay. It looks like you could like blow on her and like flakes would come off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just like peel it. Like a sunburn.
Again, I made note of the sound. I said, I hate the sound, the way the sounds are recorded. Why couldn't they just have the actresses make their own sounds? Because you can tell it's like echoey and dubbed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like made in post or whatever. But it's
Not good.
And then my next one is Their Laugh is Giving Wicked Witch of the West. Just shut up.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, shut up. The laughing. Fucking wailing on her, because I would hit her too.
Yeah, so he smacked the fuck out of her. Like,
he did.
Yep.
Oh, I said, don't fall for it, bub.
It looked almost real. I'm like, god damn, did he actually hit her?
Shit.
When his girlfriend is the demon, her face is so annoying, I also want to punch it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So originally, for her look, they wanted to make her look snake-like. Don't know why. Yeah, like when, so like later on, so that when Ash is dragging her out of the house, she could like slither like a snake, kind of.
Oh.
But then they decided to change her to like the doll kind of.
That was a better choice, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was a good call.
But yeah, I do hate her voice and yeah, everything about that part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And her face annoying. She makes like as she's laughing. Yeah. I would punch her.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do it the way she does it. But yeah.
Very big smile. Like clown-like.
Mm-hmm.
Is this when he drags her out?
Mm-hmm.
I love how he drags her, and I love the spotlight on his mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, where he's supposed to go.
Yes. Yep. I do like the camera work, how it, like, follows her, like, on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
As she's being dragged.
My next note, too. Oh, it says she falls on the sword and then spews the milk again.
Yeah, the more pus, more whatever it's supposed to be. Oh, they loved that in the 70s and 80s too. Like fucking Alien when like why white? It's just a horrible color.
So they chose that for a couple reasons. Raimi wanted them to spit the white shit out because then it would show that they're not like normal.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because, like, a human would be, you know, spewing blood.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then also making some of the liquid white helped. It said it helped the film avoid an X rating, but that wouldn't really make sense if they got an X rating anyways.
Yeah.
Right, because you're only allowed to show so much red blood. Right.
Right.
But it, didn't matter. Didn't matter.
All right. Ash tries to console Scotty, but he is dead. Linda pops back inside and stabs at Ash with the dagger, but he pushes her back and she falls onto the dagger and dies. He takes her out to the shed and chains her down to chainsaw her into bits, but breaks down and instead carries her outside to bury her. Cheryl breaks the cellar door open. Ash buries Linda. Linda breaks out of the dirt and brutally attacks Ash. He beats her with a wooden plank and decapitates her with a shovel.
As you do.
As one does.
Okay, so anyway.
Alive.
He puts her, he puts her on the fucking Frankenstein table. He just knows how to use. He's never seen before in his life.
Yeah.
Ronald would also like to point out here that sounds nothing like a chainsaw. So,
Ronald should know that in fact they did have to use a real chainsaw during the scene. Yeah, it says Bruce Campbell actually had to use a real chainsaw and hold it to the actress's chest, and you can see on the close up of Linda's neck. Looking at the necklace, like when it does that close up, that her pulse is like racing.
Racing.
He was holding an actual chainsaw to her. So,
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Why do men, I mean, whatever, we can get in, whatever, but why do men are like, that's not a gun? That's not how a gun sounds.
Because they know so much, Grace.
They're just a wealth of information.
They know so many things.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it was a real chainsaw. That's kind of fun. Not for the actress. I'm
not
just
for her. Right. Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Let him know that.
Maybe it's just because of like sounds and how they just sound different now and the way it picks it up.
Right. It was an old chainsaw. It's, you know, kind of shitty terrifying. Audio. So, you know, yeah.
That's terrifying. Did it have a chain and everything?
Yeah.
I guess.
Oh
I
my God.
Yeah. She was real scared.
Mm-hmm. I don't really blame scary. Her. One wrong move. And she, Jesus.
I said, how can you bury her? She's a friend of yours.
She's a friend of yours. I do like how they call back to that in the remake, too, where he, like, hesitates with Mia.
Oh,
And then decides to bury her instead. Yep. So, yeah.
And, you know, another callback that I noticed, potentially, Linda fucking grabs him and shreds his fucking leg up.
Oh, the leg. Yeah.
And it reminded me of the cheese grater, but that's what I wanted with the cheese grater.
Yes. Yes.
I wanted, you know?
Yeah, that wound is really good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about the leg wound.
Yep. Before that, though, I say he's getting pretty good at digging those little graves.
He is.
Yeah.
I'll practice. Practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. Rinse quick.
I really like her wig here.
Oh, my God.
Her little cute little gray wig.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
It's cute.
She's got a head off, but yet her body is still making these noises.
She's got a head off.
I love the decapitation with the shovel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like in the air. And then all the blood that just pours out over him after she falls on top of him. Ugh.
And the head that just lands perfectly.
Still talking.
Yep.
Yep.
No, it's great. It's a great scene, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I love the gore.
I also said homeboy is very oozy.
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 Scotty. What did you Scotty say, is very oozy. I think all my notes are on the next part now.
Mine are too.
Yep, same on the end.
Sick. Let's do it.
Back inside, he finds Cheryl got out. She attacks him through the window and he shoots her and barricades himself in. Ash goes down to the basement to find more bullets when every surface of the cabin starts to bleed and covers him in blood. The clock goes crazy. The cabin is playing tricks on Ash and he is losing it. Cheryl attacks Ash through the door and he shoots her in the face. Scotty springs up possessed and strangles Ash, but he gouges out his eyes. The two deadites gang up on Ash, but he reaches the Necronomicon and throws it into the fire. Deadites melt. Demon hands burst through the corpses, and they officially die. Ash goes outside. Sun is up. Birds are chirping. The camera pans through the woods one more time and attacks Ash.
Well, I think that the makeup doesn't fit so good toward the end because a lot of the contracts of the actors had expired. And so they had just like stand-ins. It was mostly just like Bruce Campbell and stand-ins. And so the makeup not fitting is...
That makes a lot of sense.
Maybe why?
That does make sense.
They probably just had like one prosthetic or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, I forgot. I had a funny fact about Bruce Campbell and Sam because they were like friends. And then they also just started to get irritated with each other because they were living in this cabin. But I guess there was a scene where Bruce actually did get hurt and he like cut his leg. So before, like right before he would yell action, he would poke him with a fucking stick. He would poke Bruce with a stick so it would bleed more and hurt. And then he'd be like, go.
Damn, that's fucked.
Oh my God.
Dudes, man. With their friends. They're like the worst people to each other.
I'd be so mad at you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no.
That's crazy. Kind of funny, though.
The way Cheryl like springs up outside the window.
Springing.
It reminds me of like a spirit Halloween decoration. Yes.
Yeah.
Like she's literally on a spring. She just springs up. Yep. It's pretty funny.
Yep.
Good stuff.
The basement dripping sounds again are irritating me.
Yeah.
I typed out blood, but it's balloon.
Balloon.
Balloon. I said projector of balloon. So great.
Yeah, like then when the pipe bursts. And
Oh, yes.
Good stuff. And the light bulb effect.
I wrote something about the light bulb. Which is that you say that in
Studio 666.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call back to The Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool shot of him when he's walking into the basement, but it's like upside down in the stairs. And I think that's
I like the can of band-aids in the puddle of blood.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think I noticed that.
Yeah, kind of funny.
Oh, I said the movie is quiet, finally.
It was quiet, yes.
For a minute. There's
75,000 sounds at once.
Yeah. This shot of Ash in the cabin is what reminded me of Night of the Living Dead when Ben is in the house.
Yes.
Near the end?
It's very
similar.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Oh, the eyeballs.
Oh, there's so much blood.
Eyeballs.
So good. And it's so thick.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like? It looks like barbecue sauce.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said their makeup looks different every single shot.
Every shot.
Yes. Not consistent at all.
But that makes sense, though, if their contracts
Their contracts are up, yeah.
I had read something that they had to redo a lot of stuff, but it just, what I read was that everyone was, like, gone, so it was just Bruce redoing some stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that makes more sense. Mm-hmm. I mean,
clarify. Well, and with the contacts not being able to do it for more than 15 minutes, like,
yeah.
Having to go back and forth so much.
That would take so much time, yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. Lorelai, did you have a note on how they made the blood? I saw a note when I was doing research and I didn't write it down, but the barbecue sauce reminded me of it.
Yeah, their blood formula was Karo syrup, of course. Non-dairy creamer, which is like super specific and weird to me. And then red food coloring.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I have two notes in a row. Does she have toothpaste coming out of her mouth? And then what the fuck is that cottage cheese?
Oh, the cottage cheese is actually creamed corn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, real icky.
I like creamed corn too. That is.
I do too. Yeah, that's a
unfortunate.
Just think about this every time you eat creamed corn now.
You know, I don't eat it that often, but if I ever do, I probably will think about it. I do like it though, but.
Yeah. I do like it though.
I said at least he still has that necklace.
Right.
Got the shape of a skull.
Hideous fucking necklace. Mm-hmm.
I do love the demon hands. They make no sense. Like, I don't know what's that about, but it's fun and they look cool.
It's fun.
Yep. It's just cool. Mm-hmm. The melting skull. It's good. Mm-hmm. Good shit.
Yeah, I love the stop motion.
I do too.
Melting and crumbling of everything. Oh, it's very fun.
The claymation of it all is what my note says.
Yeah.
The funniest one is the book. Because then the book has like a tongue and starts doing like.
Oh my god, the tongues.
Dumb shit. Yeah.
I literally said, oh, the tongues, especially the tongues.
Yes.
Like, they're so fun, just flopping around.
Doing their thing, having a good time.
As they do, yeah.
My note on the bird chirping. Mm-hmm. I said, I believe most of the time in post-production of this movie was spent on the score and the, you know, I have 7,000 numbers written, background sounds that they just had to have. They were probably, like, on a computer, like, ooh, I like that sound.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like it.
Birds chirping. Let's add 1,000.
Yep. And the clock goes back to normal.
Yep.
You know, it's pretty cool.
Daylight makes everything better.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
To get the iconic, like, final shot of, like, this, you know, the demon, like, crashing through the cabin and then attacking Ash, the camera was put on a motorcycle. And then driven through the woods and through the cabin and then into Campbell. And Campbell claimed that the stunt broke a few of his ribs.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Neat. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. Very fun.
Neat.
Real safe.
Neat. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine being hit by a motorcycle at your job.
Right?
At work.
Yeah, not many people can say that.
Yeah.
No. And then the fucking end credit music is just god-awful. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
Good times. I enjoy.
Yeah.
I had fun talking about that with you guys.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good one. We had lots of fun facts. Fun episode.
Mm-hmm. I knew it would be. You know, like, how could it not?
Yeah.
Shall we do the cork gauge?
What is the milk gauge on this one? The dairy
gauge? The milk gauge.
Milk gauge? What about the cream corn gauge?
The cream corn gauge, yeah.
The substance gauge.
Corn gauge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The substance gauge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What do you guys think? Because, like, I get stuck in this place in my head where I'm like, in order for it to be, like, gory, I have to feel grossed out.
Mm, right.
And I don't. But had I been in the movie theater watching this in 1983...
I probably
would have, and I think that it's probably like a 8.
I was gonna say like 8.
Yep.
I was gonna say 8. 7.
I was gonna say 7.
Yeah,
7.5.
Yeah,
sure. We could do a halfer. Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a while.
It hasn't. We did it last time.
Hasn't we?
I know, but really? No, but she says that every time.
Every single time. You're like, it's been a while.
Well, you know.
Oh my god.
Yeah, 7.5. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Yep, that works.
Nice.
Does that include the milk?
That includes
that does not include the milk.
Well, if there's no milk, then I'm going 5.
milk and cream corn on the substance scale gives it a 10, I think.
That's a 10. Yeah. Oh.
Just
give it a 10.
A 10.
A 10. Yeah. Obviously, this movie is not scary.
No.
It scared me when I was little, though, for sure.
Well, yeah.
Can I be for real, for real?
It's because you saw it way too young.
Be for real, for real.
What? So I was home alone last night and I was watching it and I was in my room and I was sitting here watching it on my monitor. And I was getting a little bit spooked.
Really?
Like, I wasn't like, I'm not like afraid of the movie, but like I was here alone and I had my headphones in too. So I can't hear anything around me and I can't see behind me. And so I was like,
hello?
I was getting a little bit spooked. I think it was just my setting and not the movie.
Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah, for sure. That adds to
setting
it.
Setting can make a big difference for sure.
So yeah, so for this next
forever.
Not season. This next probably. Whatever. Our theme is a no theme theme.
No theme.
So
theme.
We're just doing shit we wanted to do.
I'm really excited for this.
Yeah.
One.
I'm really excited too.
I'm excited too, because it's gonna be, I feel like we're gonna be all over the place with the movies. Yes. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah, so we're surprising each other at the end of the episode. We have no idea what the other person's picking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait to hear Lorelai's pick.
Okay. So you guys will have to help me.
Okay.
My first idea, my first option was Poltergeist.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's one of my all-time favorites. And then my second one was Hostel.
Oh.
They're very different. So I don't know which one you guys would rather do.
Oh, shit.
Let's do Hostel. I'm going to do Hostel.
Yeah, I kind of am down for Hostel.
Yeah, over Poltergeist?
Yeah, I feel like that's one that, yeah.
I think it's kind of different from movies that we've done this season. Mm-hmm. And we've been back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Word. That's so, fair.
I don't feel like we've done anything like.
I don't think we've done anything like, except for maybe The Collector.
Was The Collector. Yeah.
And yeah.
I hated that one so much.
Yeah. Yeah. That one was pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yay.
Okay.
Yay. I can't wait. I love that movie.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
All right. So, yeah. If you're not already, follow us on social media. We have Instagram. Pretty cool. We also have a TikTok that we don't really use anymore, but there's some fun videos on there.
Yeah.
From back in the day. And as always, remember to wear your sunscreen, drink your water, put your fucking shoes on, and lock your doors.
Yeah, and don't Pretty be easy. Reading books. Don't be listening to videotapes.
Don't be reading books.
Or cassette tapes.
Lock your doors because, like, don't go out into the woods. If there's some fucking, if you hear a sound, don't just go out.
Don't just go.
Put your shoes. Don't.
Just follow our rules.
And you'll follow our rules. Don't go to cabins in the middle of Tennessee.
Yeah. If you're going to spew into this.
Yes. Don't give your girlfriend a fucking magnifying glass necklace.
Right.
If you're going to have a son, don't name him Ashley.
Right.
Mm-mm. Don't melt into cream corn.
Right.
Don't spew strawberry milk.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't be a chauvinist.
Son. Don't be oozy or gloopy.
Gloopy. Yep.
Or made of paper mache.
Or made of paper
mache. It's not worth it.
Bye.
Bye.